No one can keep a secret forever.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors. And the facts that you think are unfathomable just might be true.
Bob Hand and his wife Jill have worked hard all of their lives and are looking forward to an early retirement in America's heartland.
They just looked like they were a very happy couple and the type of couple that other people wanted to be.
But nothing in life is guaranteed, and when old secrets surface, their plans are shattered by deceit and greed.
They say time heals all wounds. That's not necessarily true. And I'm scarred for life with it.
Soon, every dirty little secret will be revealed. It's 2002 in the quiet village of Galena, Ohio. And Bob and Jill Hand are the epitome of a hard-working yet fun-loving couple. They both have grown children from previous marriages. They're making plans for an early retirement, and it doesn't seem life can get much sweeter.
Bob owned his radiator shop on the west side of Columbus. He had the air of being an entrepreneurial kind of guy, successful.
Seemed like Dad knew everybody, and everybody knew Dad, and Dad was a pillar of the community on the west side.
They were regarded as a quiet couple that were law-abiding, good, decent folks.
Jill was just a very stable, salt-of-the-earth woman. She had a great job at the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles, and all accounts, loved being a mother.
She was very loving with us and used to want hugs and kisses and tell me all the time that she loved me, but very independent.
Bob and Jill often act like newlyweds and regularly shower each other with attention.
I remember him buying her flowers, jewelry, the trips that they went on. Mom and Bob would travel to different places together.
They were like two teenagers in love. I remember them being giddy school kids chasing each other around the house.
It really was this storybook romance that he really swept her off her feet and took care of her and showed her a good time.
Bob and Jill have a lot to be grateful for as their 10th anniversary approaches and retirement beckons. Bob has just sold his radiator repair business.
Grandpa started a shop back in the 40s, and Dad took it over, I want to say, in the 70s and made it more successful. The family was all involved in the shop, and next thing you know, I think by the time I was 12, I was working on customers' cars. But, you know, my dad was tired of working.
Bob sells the business for $300,000. And now flush with cash, the couple's future seems to be falling into place. But everything changes on the night of January 15th, when police respond to a 911 call at the Hand House. Jill is found dead in the kitchen with a single bullet hole in her head. Outside, an unidentified man is discovered dead in the neighbor's driveway. Bob Hand's world has been ripped apart. He's in shock, but tells police he's unharmed. Bob explains to investigators how he narrowly survived a violent confrontation that ended with him shooting Jill's killer in self-defense.
Bob was in a back bedroom. He heard a scream. He heard a shot.
Bob tells police he grabbed two revolvers from his bedroom.
He knew that something happened or somebody was in the house. He knew Jill didn't have a gun, so somebody had to have fired that shot.
Bob encounters the man he believes has just shot his wife in the hallway.
There was a man, a black man, with a red flannel shirt in his hallway, and that there were some gunshots exchanged in the hallway.
Bob says he gunned down his wife's murderer as he fled from the house into a neighbor's driveway.
that's where the body of this alleged intruder was found, face down, with multiple gunshots.
In a quiet little village like Galena, violent murders are almost unheard of.
The area that that Jill and Bobby lived in was pretty much a middle-class neighborhood. Everybody knows each other. They certainly don't have a homicide rate.
At first, detectives wonder if they're dealing with a burglary gone tragically wrong. But certain details seem to disprove that theory.
Burglaries happen in the daytime. So to have a burglary happen at 7 o'clock at night in that neighborhood, it didn't make sense. Somebody has to have a motive to show up at somebody's house and shoot them in the head.
Police wonder if the intruder knew Bob and Jill.
Mr. Hand, I realize it's a difficult time for you right now, and I apologize to put you through this.
But Bob's distraught and says he doesn't recognize the man he shot.
He had no idea who that intruder was. He only remembered a black man in a red flannel shirt, and that's pretty much all that he could remember.
But 4 hours later, something jogs Bob's memory. Now he says the man lying dead in the driveway does look familiar.
Maybe he looks like a guy that used to work for me.
Then he said, oh, I do recognize him. He's this guy I know at my radiator shop.
Bob identifies the man he shot as Lonnie Welch from Columbus, Ohio.
Bob explained to us that Lonnie Welch was an employee of his and helped do odd jobs around the radiator shop that Bob owned.
But Bob tells investigators that he barely knows Lonnie and has no idea why Lonnie would have broken into his house and killed his wife. He was just a random employee, and he doesn't work for Bob anymore. He hasn't for years.
He couldn't fathom why Lonnie would be at the house because he'd been out of the picture for some time. He had never been introduced to Jill and, in fact, wasn't even close to Bob.
Still, it was no secret that Bob had come into a lot of money with the sale of his auto repair business. Perhaps Lonnie had planned to rob the house, and Jill had the misfortune of getting in the way. But police find no signs of a break-in, which makes them wonder, did Jill let Lonnie inside the house?
There was no evidence at all of forced entry into the house.
I think from that first story, it raised some hairs thinking, how could there be an intruder? My mom's house was like Fort Knox, because even if we were home, the garage door was down, the front door was locked.
Had Jill known her assailant well enough to open the door to him? If so, could Lonnie have had another secret reason to come to the Hand House that night?
When you see a woman, a married woman, who is murdered under circumstances like how Jill was murdered, it's overwhelmingly the case that the culprit is a spouse, a boyfriend, a loved one. It's rarely the case that it's a complete stranger.
We know absolutely nothing about Jill Hand, and we know nothing about the guy that's laying in the neighbor's driveway. We have to look at angles that maybe there was some kind of a relationship between Lonnie Welch and Jill Hand.
Investigators have a number of possibilities to consider. Among them, was Jill Hand concealing a relationship so scandalous that only she and her killer knew about it? Investigators race to determine what secrets Jill and Lonnie have just taken to their graves.
You know, if I can't have her, nobody can have her.
Jill Hand, a beloved mother and wife, has been found shot to death in her own kitchen. Her husband, Bob, tells police that his wife never met her apparent killer, Lonnie Welch, a former employee of his who he gunned down in the front yard. But police aren't so sure.
It's not uncommon in situations like this where there could be an underlying factor such as infidelity. We certainly need to try to figure that out if this was some kind of a relationship that had gone bad.
Detectives wonder if an illicit affair between Jill and her husband's former employee could have been a catalyst for murder.
We have what appears to be a triangle of two men, one woman in a small community where you don't see random crimes.
Investigators dig into Jill's background looking for clues, but they find nothing to suggest that she was having an affair with Lonnie.
As far as we know, and what we learned through our investigation, Jill had never met nor had any knowledge of Lonnie Welch.
Bob's business was not something Jill was involved in, so there probably would not have been a way for Jill to ever have heard about Lonnie.
But while investigators uncover no evidence that Jill had a connection with Lonnie, they realize someone else in her family potentially knew Lonnie very well. Bob's 23-year-old son from a previous marriage, Robbie.
What we learned is that Robbie Hand knew Lonnie Welch from associating at the radiator shop.
Lonnie was in and out of the shop for years, but he wasn't the kind of person you'd let in your home.
Investigators question Robbie about Lonnie, and he paints a picture of a troubled part-time employee who lost his way over the years.
Lonnie was a heavy drug user. Lonnie was also a thief. There was one day I remember coming out of the bathroom, and Dad was kind of frantic and upset, and I'm like, what's going on? He was like, well, Lonnie's gone, and the cash box is hanging wide open and empty. That was a typical Lonnie scenario.
Investigators wonder, even if Lonnie had been guilty of using drugs and petty theft, was he really capable of murder? Robbie tells detectives that he certainly thinks so.
I remember I was probably about 14 or 15 years old. Whether it was jokingly said or not, Lonnie looked at me one day and said, what are you going to do when I come in and kill your daddy and take all the money?
When Lonnie heard about Bob selling his business for $300,000, had he decided to finally make good on his threat? Robbie believes so and tells detectives that Lonnie's willingness to do anything to fuel his drug addiction cost Jill, his stepmother, her life.
My first thought was Lonnie showed up to kill my dad and my stepmom and rob the place.
But investigators aren't so sure. Although they consider this scenario, they find some holes in it.
If our original theory was that Lonnie showed up to Bob's house to rob him or somehow extort money from him, it didn't make a lot of sense to us that he had to kill Jill to do that.
But they do begin to suspect that someone else may have had a strong motive to want Jill dead. Robbie Hand. Robbie had worked at his father's auto shop until Jill convinced Bob to sell it. Now, not only is Robbie out of a job, he's lost the chance to inherit the family business his grandfather had started.
Rob may have expected to inherit the shop. And here you have an outsider, someone who's not his mother, that is calling the shots. And that can lead to a lot of anger, I suspect.
Could Robbie have talked Lonnie into killing his stepmother as payback?
We wanted to know if maybe Robbie had something to do with this.
Detectives learn from friends and neighbors that it's no secret around town that Robbie and Jill often clashed.
It's none of your business. Stay out of it.
Well, I didn't like her and I didn't want her in my life. I had kind of had it the way I wanted it. It was just me and Dad.
You're not my mother.
The family dynamic can be very much affected when you bring in a step-parent.
But I'm part of this family and you got to get used to it.
So, you know, investigators want to explore this and determine how bad things really were between Rob and Jill. Was this relationship that explosive? How explosive was it?
I'm not your mother, but I'm not going anywhere.
Police zero in on Robbie Hand as a person of interest in his stepmother's murder and bring him in for more questioning.
He initially wasn't real cooperative with law enforcement.
I had absolutely nothing to do with this.
He was evasive enough for us to look at him as a possible actor in being involved in either directly or indirectly with the murders of Lonnie and Jill.
But Robbie insists he had nothing to do with his stepmother's murder and isn't interested in the family business. In fact, he says his father gave him the chance to take it over, but he turned it down.
Dad wanted to retire. Dad wanted out of it. Dad asked me to take it over, and I said, no, I want to build my own business.
Investigators aren't sure if Robbie is telling the truth, so they continue searching for evidence. And they soon discover that someone has indeed been lying to them. But it's not at all who they expected. It seems as though Bob Hand and his former employee, Lonnie Welch, were better friends than police have been led to believe.
We found a wedding photo of one of Bob's previous weddings, and Lonnie is in it.
Lonnie Welch was actually Bob's best man in his wedding to Lori Hand.
Investigators learn that Bob has been married 3 times before. Lori Hand was Bob's second wife and Robbie's mother.
After finding that picture, that led us to believe that we need to look a little stronger at Bob Hand and try to figure out the relationship between Bob and Lonnie, which in our opinion now is much stronger than what Bob wanted us to believe.
Now it seems Lonnie wasn't simply a former employee. The two men have actually known each other for more than 20 years. Lonnie was hardly someone Bob would forget.
Bob has lied about the nature of his relationship with the person he killed. That is so significant in the investigator's mind. And it certainly makes the investigators question Bob's veracity.
Does Bob know a secret about Lonnie or his wife that he wants to keep buried? Or is he concealing a dirty little secret of his own?
Secrets are very dangerous. Once you're in that web of deceit, I think you're vulnerable to all kinds of things.
Detectives are wondering why Bob Hand has lied about not really knowing the person he claims shot and killed his wife, Jill. Lonnie Welch had been the best man at one of Bob's weddings.
The fact that you told us that you didn't really know him points to the fact that you're lying to us.
The lead detective confronted Bob with the fact that this alleged unknown intruder had been the best man at one of Bob's weddings in the 1970s.
You told us that you didn't know this guy. Here he is in your wedding photo. You want to explain that?
At that point, then Bob said, well, I think you've mischaracterized my earlier statement.
Bob tried to distance himself in that, oh, he couldn't find anybody else to be his best man.
According to Bob, there was a simple explanation for this. His brother had dropped out of being his best man at the last minute. So Lonnie had filled in.
Lonnie was the next best choice for him because Lonnie was an employee.
Usually you don't pick an employee that works for you periodically as your best man in a wedding. That really affronts common sense. And when you looked at that photo, you realized that they really were friends, that they really were tight. And so it really brought into question everything that Bob was saying about his relationship with Lonnie Welch.
If Bob is lying about his connection to the alleged gunman, what else might he be lying about? Could he have been involved in Jill's murder? Or could Jill have wound up dead because of some bad blood between Bob and Lonnie? As the investigation starts to focus on Bob, rumors begin to surface that he might not be the upstanding citizen the town thinks he is.
Throughout the years, Bob was quite the ladies' man.
There were rumors that he was a womanizer. There were always rumors surrounding him being this kind of wild, Playboy.
Word quickly spreads throughout the small town of Galena that police are digging into Bob Hand's past. And it's not long before other secrets emerge.
We got an anonymous phone call from a gentleman that told us that Bob Hand may have something that we would be interested in above a hardware store on Sullivan Avenue in Columbus.
The something is a secret apartment just down the block from the radiator shop Bob recently sold. It seems odd. Why would he need an apartment downtown when he was living in Galena with his wife?
Nobody keeps a separate residence unless they're up to no good.
The rumor was that, you know, Bob had this secret office that he used either to have affairs, do drugs, run illegitimate businesses. I mean, the rumors were running the gamut.
If Bob was having multiple affairs with any number of women, there's any number of motives for this murder.
Police search Bob's apartment. There's no sign of it being a love nest, but investigators do stumble upon a secret they weren't expecting. Hidden financial records.
What we found really shed light on the financial situation that Jill and Bob Hand were in, especially Bob Hand.
The financial records show that Bob Hand wasn't just playing fast and loose with the ladies. He had also racked up a staggering amount of debt.
Bob had, throughout many years, at least 30 credit cards that he would pay off with other credit cards. So he continued to roll credit card debt into other credit cards. And that snowballed for probably 20 years.
He was in debt up to his eyes. He had over $200,000 in credit card debt alone.
Despite his massive debt, detectives discover something unusual. Bob has never missed a payment on multiple life insurance policies he's taken out on his wife.
We found several applications where he was getting insurance on Jill that was worth about $1 million.
Here's a man who's hundreds of thousand dollars in debt, but only making payments for the life insurance policies on Jill.
Could Bob have wanted his wife dead in order to collect the life insurance money and save himself from financial ruin? Police bring Bob back in for questioning, and he starts to admit he's been keeping secrets.
Bob wanted people to think that he was a successful businessman, that he owned and operated a radiator shop, and that he was doing very well at that.
But it wasn't making money, at least toward the end, and he was going deeper and deeper into debt.
Here's a person that could be very desperate. Oftentimes, when people are that invested in creating a false persona, they are willing to do anything to try to keep that a secret.
Bob confesses to police that he had built himself a house of cards that was teetering on the verge of collapse. And it all came crashing down on him when Jill uncovered his dirty financial secret.
Bob somehow took out a credit card in her name and used it and charged it up. When she eventually found out, she was in shock.
Bob had run up debt in his wife's name to the tune of $24,000. And Jill's shock soon turned to fury.
This is my credit. This is my name. Why did you do it?
She didn't believe in debt. I mean, this woman worked hard, paid off her own debts, and was providing for her future. And so the relationship had completely soured when she found out about the credit card debt.
I really think my mom was looking or thinking about divorcing Bob. Mom was really angry, like she had been lied to, and I think that's when it started with her kind of taking charge of the situation.
Detectives learned from Bob that Jill had given him an ultimatum, one that cost him the family business.
She said, "You've got to get out of this business. It's failing, and I want to stop the bleeding, essentially, that this business is causing on our personal finances."
Bob owned the property that his business was on, and the tools and everything that was inside of the radiator shop, and Jill had demanded that he sell everything that he can.
Jill insisted the money that Bob would make from selling his shop would go toward wiping out their debt.
Everything was under control. I was paying things back gradually. I wouldn't lay a finger on her.
Bob admits to being humiliated by having his lies exposed and losing his business, but swears to police he had no reason to want Jill dead.
I didn't do it. I loved my wife.
He had talked about, you know, he wanted to work on his marriage, he wanted to make it work, he loved Jill.
Bob told us he was not opposed to doing whatever it is that Jill demanded be done to save the marriage if he could.
Bob also tells detectives that the insurance policies he kept on Jill were no secret.
He told the police that, well, Jill Hand knew about all those policies. That was her way of ensuring that he was taken care of.
Perhaps Bob was simply a dishonest man trying to make good once his wife had given him an ultimatum. He'd sold his business for $300,000, promising Jill that the money would go towards paying off his debts. So why would he kill her now? Then investigators discover another secret, and it's a shocker.
We didn't uncover any evidence that when Bob sold his property, tools, other equipment, that he attempted to pay off any of his credit card debt in any kind of lump sum.
Bob lied about using the $300,000 from the sale of his business to pay off his debts. He's been giving detectives the runaround, and they want to know why. Did he murder his wife so he could keep the money and collect her life insurance? If so, why was Lonnie shot too? It's a baffling set of circumstances. So to unravel Bob's lies, investigators decide to try turning to the women who possibly know him best, his ex-wives.
We needed to learn a lot about Bob, so there is no better person to go to than one of Bob's previous wives to learn a lot more about Bob that we didn't know.
Investigators know that Bob's been married 3 times before, but what they find lurking in his past throws them for a loop. It turns out that 2 of his ex-wives have also died suspicious deaths.
What are the chances of being married 4 times and 3 of your wives are murdered? How many times have you ever heard something like that happening? I never have.
Detectives in the Jill Hand murder case have uncovered something very disturbing. 2 of Bob Hand's previous 3 wives have also died under suspicious circumstances.
Donna Anderson was Bob Hand's first wife. From all we could gather, she was a very nice girl. She had high hopes of this marriage to Bob.
But 8 years later, all those hopes are shattered. Her life is tragically ended.
Bob was out weightlifting with some of his friends. He'd come home, and her body was found in the basement. There was a bag over her head and a wire wrapped around her neck. Nobody was ever charged in that murder. The whole thing didn't add up, but nobody could ever pin that murder on anybody.
In the wake of his wife's death, Bob takes over his father's failing auto repair business and uses Donna's death benefits to buy the property. He hopes to make the shop successful and build a new life for himself. Within a year, Bob is planning a second wedding to 19-year-old Lori Willis.
Lori Willis was a girl who grew up in Columbus. From all accounts, a very sweet girl, kind of naive, ended up falling in love with Bob Hand. After Lori married Bob Hand, she moved into the same home that Bob had kept with Donna Hand. She eventually gave birth to a son, Robbie Hand.
But 2 years later, this couple's happiness is cut short too.
Lori was found dead in the basement, the same place as Donna Hand. She had a bag around her head. She had been shot twice in the head. And it looked like she'd been sexually assaulted.
The disturbing similarities in the murders of Bob's two wives are beyond shocking.
It's eerie, absolutely eerie, and within 3 years of each other.
At the time of Lori's death, I think it was obvious that the two of them have to be related. They're both killed in the same house, in the basement, in the same manner.
In murder cases like these, police almost always look at the spouse as a possible suspect. But Bob has an alibi at the time of both deaths, and investigations by police turn up no other suspects. No one is charged in either murder, but rumors fly about Bob and his misfortunes.
After the first two murders, his reputation was that of a wife killer. Back in the 70s, people would joke, "Hey, Bob, how many wives have you killed today?"
To be honest, growing up, I didn't know what to believe. I remember an older gentleman asking me, "You Bobby's boy?" "Yeah." "Sorry to hear what happened to your mother. Your dad's a real piece of work for doing that."
Bob's in-laws also doubt his innocence, suspecting he's to blame for their daughter's deaths.
"I don't think that Lori's mother sympathized in any way with Bob. She was convinced that Bob had been involved in the murder of her daughter."
Everybody had their suspicions that my dad had something behind it, but nothing was ever proved of it.
Despite persistent rumors that Bob has killed his wives, he maintains his innocence and tries to move on with his life. He remarries a third time, but that marriage ends in divorce within 8 years. By the time Bob marries Jill in 1992, rumors have been shadowing him for decades. Why would Jill marry a man suspected of murdering two of his three previous wives? Jill's daughters tell investigators that while they had their concerns about Bob, their mother refused to believe the gossip.
She knew that he wasn't implicated in any of that, and, you know, she trusted the justice system, so I think she believed what he said.
But now that Jill Hand has become the third of Bob's four wives to turn up dead, her daughters are convinced their stepfather is a serial killer, and they're determined to see him locked up.
It was a constant struggle to think that someone that was in my social circle was that evil. But my gut feeling from the get-go was that Bob had something to do with it.
Still, investigators are a long way away from being able to prove it. They begin to think that the key to solving Jill's case is to determine what all three murders have in common. Police know Bob had alibis when his first two wives were murdered, but where was Lonnie Welch, the former employee Bob gunned down when Jill was killed? Could Lonnie have been involved in the deaths of Bob's other wives too? Or could there be some other deadly secret in Bob's married life that investigators don't know about?
We wanted to know what he was like to be married to, what kind of man he was. Was he a violent person? Was there domestic violence?
Detectives are eager to question Bob's only living wife. Why did she alone survive being Mrs. Bob Hand? Had she done something differently from the other three? Or could she have information about their deaths?
If you believe that Bob was responsible for the murders of his first two wives, and this one wife doesn't get murdered, you have to try to find the pattern there. Why not her?
Investigators hope Bob's only surviving ex can help move the case forward and give them the answers about his wives' deaths they're searching for. Wife number three is brought in for questioning, but detectives quickly hit a wall.
in interviewing his previous ex-wife, you know, the feeling was that she was holding on to a lot of secrets, that she wasn't telling us everything. And for most intents and purposes, really wanted to distance herself from Bob Hand.
I'm not answering any more questions.
Investigators find her reluctance to cooperate suspicious. Could she be covering up some involvement in the crime? Detectives take a long, hard look at Bob's ex-wife, searching for any sign that she's protecting Bob or might have been involved with Jill's death. Perhaps she's afraid of Bob, or maybe she just wants absolutely nothing to do with her ex-husband.
We were able to show no connection, communication, or relationship between Bob and his ex-wife after their divorce. They just didn't communicate with each other.
Investigators seem to be at a dead end. Their last best lead has gone cold, and the case is at a standstill. With nowhere else to turn, detectives decide to reopen the investigations of Donna and Lori's murders, hoping an overlooked clue will be the key to solving this mystery.
Investigators would really want to determine whether or not there was a connection between these murders. Perhaps that's where the key to this mystery is.
There's a devastating new secret, and this one spans decades.
It was the missing piece. There were no more dirty little secrets about their relationship.
As investigators in the Jill Hand murder case have discovered, being married to Bob Hand was a dangerous proposition.
How often do you run across a person in life who's been married four times and three of his wives have been murdered? It's just something you can't even fathom.
Detectives believe their last hope to solve Jill Hand's murder is to find the connection they're sure must exist between her death and the murders of Bob's first two wives. They pour through the cold case files, and as they do, they uncover something incredible, an overlooked detail that might just be the break in the cases they desperately need. Not only did Bob have a life insurance policy on Jill, he had policies on his other wives as well.
Donna was killed, and he collected around $65,000 through four or five different life insurance policies.
3 years later, Bob collected more than $126,000 after Lori's murder. And now with Jill's death, Bob stands to pull in more than $1 million.
By the time we found the life insurance policies linking from Donna Hand to Lori Hand to Jill Hand, we now had airtight motive evidence. This was somebody who knew how to use murder as a business.
Police now believe they have the proof that Bob has been killing his wives to make himself a fortune. But Bob's alibis in two of the murders still hold up. Someone else had done the killing. And perhaps the answer has been right in front of them all this time. In addition to being Bob's best man, Lonnie Welch could also have been Bob's hitman.
Immediately, the suspicion was that Lonnie was the same person who killed Donna and Lori. The question we had was, how do we link Lonnie to those murders?
Investigators bring in Lonnie's family for questioning, and they reveal all of Lonnie's secrets.
He was involved in those murders.
They'd been keeping Lonnie's secrets, you know, for almost 30 years. The family member's like, well, he's dead now. There's no point in protecting him. We might as well tell the whole truth. There are no more dirty little secrets about their relationship.
Lonnie's brother tells police that Lonnie had worked in Bob's radiator shop since the 70s. But after the deaths of Bob's first two wives, Lonnie's fortunes changed. He started wearing expensive clothes, and the amount of cash he was suddenly flashing around didn't make sense given his part-time job in an auto shop.
After the death of Lori Hand, that Lonnie Welch always had a big wad of cash. And they couldn't explain where he got that money because he was an on-again, off-again employee of Bob's. So where was he getting all this cash?
According to Lonnie's family, the money was a payoff for killing Bob Hand's wives.
We learned that Lonnie was responsible for killing Donna and Lori at the direction of Bob.
Lonnie's family reveals that Bob contracted Lonnie to kill Jill as well.
We knew that Lonnie purposely went to the house in Galena to kill Jill at the order and direction of Bob Hand.
He did such a good job on the first and second murders, and for years nobody had talked about Lonnie's role in those. Bob knew he had a secure co-conspirator, the perfect co-conspirator, because who would ever link Lonnie to Jill Hand?
So what was different about the night of Jill's murder? Why did Lonnie wind up dead this time, too? Investigators suspect that after more than 20 years of payments, Bob was tired of shelling out so much cash to Lonnie to keep his secrets safe.
I think at that point we knew and realized that Lonnie was no good to Bob alive and needed him dead.
The theory of our case was that he also killed Lonnie because Lonnie was a witness not only to Jill's murder, but also to the murders of Lori and Donna Hand.
What better way to kill Lonnie than to orchestrate a plan where he can lure Lonnie to his house, kill his wife Jill for $1 million, and then kill the only witness to the deaths of his first two wives.
Investigators now believe they can prove that Bob Hand has funded an affluent life in the suburbs through a deadly web of insurance fraud and murder. By killing Lonnie too, he thought he could bury his dirty secrets forever.
He came up with this plan that allowed him to get rid of both of them at the same time. It was actually a pretty clever plan if he had thought it through a little better.
Investigators have finally unraveled a web of secrets that span decades. Bob Hand is indicted for the murders of his wife and his longtime friend. He is convicted and sentenced to death.
I was devastated and floored. I don't have a mother or a father.
Even on death row, Bob continues to hold on to some of his secrets, refusing to reveal how his first two wives met their untimely deaths.
All I really want to know is who did kill my mother? I just want to know the truth. Whether my father's a part of it or not, I can live with either way. I just want closure for myself.
The most tragic part is that had people been brave and spoken up after Bob's first two wives were killed, Bob might never have had the opportunity to even meet Jill, and she could be living a full and complete life somewhere else.
Jill Hand worked hard her whole life and dreamt of a peaceful early retirement.
She just wanted to enjoy her family. She was planning on a future with us.
But she never knew what evil lurked in the man she married.
Bob had a lot of dirty secrets. His dirtiest secret is that he's an absolute fraud.